Let's go!
Brits in the end zone.
Come on, let's go!
Hello and welcome to Brits in the End Zone. We are back and back for one reason only. Hugh Jackson has been fired as head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Finally.
I'm here with Charles to celebrate as we are now the two remaining Bites team members.
It's 50%, not too bad.
Yeah. Greeny's gone down under, living the Sydney beach life. And Adley is saving the world whilst building a house from scratch. It's impressive.
Yeah, he's a very busy man.
So, ladies and gents, let me take you back just a few days. I was sat miserable after having seen the Browns lose yet again. Realised we hadn't yet given you, the listeners, a reason as to why we haven't been podcasting. And then it came to me. A subconscious protest against Hugh Jackson. We would no longer do any more podcasts until he was fired. And I tweeted exactly that about 2 hours before, lo and behold, Hugh Jackson was fired. So here we are, back in the studio as promised. Charlesy?
Well, so clearly John Dorsey was missing the podcast because he found a way back in.
He's a big fan. So, Charles, is this our last podcast now before Blake Bortles is benched permanently?
I mean, it's a very, very difficult question to answer. I think he'll be our quarterback for the rest of the season.
So no more podcasts after this?
Well, you want me to do it the same thing? Okay, I see where you've gone with that. Very clever.
So we are at the end of the stretch of London games, all at Wembley. Overall, pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, the last couple of years haven't been many close games, and I mean, it looked like that was going to continue with the Seahawks Raiders game, which was an absolute blowout again. But the last two games were one score games. They were really exciting. I went to the latter two, and you know,
so what was that, the Chargers Titans?
Yeah, and the Jags lost.
We were there with Adley as well, and it was very fun sitting between the two of you.
Yeah, I'm sure you had fun.
throwing a shirt in your face every time.
And also Ertz didn't even score a touchdown, so that was annoying. And in my fantasy team, the one saving grace I thought I might get, but they were really good. They were good games. They were one score games. Obviously, the Titans went for 2 points to try and win against the Chargers, which was kind of crazy, but you know, very exciting when we're being there. And the Jags Eagles game, you know, it was exciting. So you know, makes a nice change. And next year, we've now been announced that there's going to be four games. So I think that's a record. And there's going to be two.
I think there used to be four. I think it was only three this year because of the teething problems with the stadium, which obviously turned out to be major issues.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
four games at Wembley next year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, probably.
As two Tottenham Hotspur fans, we are.
We're not exactly confident about the stadium being ready in our lifetime.
No.
But theoretically, it's going to be two at Wembley and two at the new Spurs Stadium.
How mental was the Tottenham-Man City game?
It was ridiculous. With
amazing free brand. Roger Goodell must have been loving it.
Yeah, because the Premier League is...
Global stage.
Yeah, I mean, Premier League is up there with the NFL, probably even bigger, with the biggest audiences around the world, and they just get a huge NFL sign in the middle of the pitch.
The thing I noticed the most, I remember saying it to you at the game, was the difference in width of an NFL pitch compared to a football pitch. It's so much more narrow.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you think it was as wide, then it'd be a lot easier for the running backs to find a little gap in the pitch. But yeah, it was quite funny. Although the commentators in the football didn't quite understand how NFL worked. They were kept making these weird jokes that had made absolutely no sense if you had any grasping of how NFL worked.
I did see a good tweet there. It was a GIF of, I can't remember which player, I think it was Sterling, running down. And the text was, "He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's at the 20."
Yeah, no, it was fun to watch.
Who are we hoping to see next year? Now, obviously, there's a few teams that haven't played in London before. I remember quizzing you.
Yeah, apparently you said there were two.
There's three.
Oh, okay. Well, definitely the main one is Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
We need to see Aaron Rodgers in London.
It will have to be an away game because they're not giving up a home field advantage at Lambeau, but that would be amazing to watch.
And the Texans have not played in London, I believe.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
And I think the Panthers. I don't remember Cam Newton stepping into London. So
all three of those would be great to watch, to be honest.
It would be.
So, yeah, we'll wait and see what we get.
There's talk of the Jets returning.
Okay, well, that's less exciting.
Yeah, a lot less. And there's also talk of the Chargers, obviously, with their like stadium issues. Same with the Raiders. True. They're talking about even possibly two Raiders games.
They were talking about maybe two Jags games as well. Ooh. Maybe
what have we done to deserve that?
I mean, you know, they want to give London Blake Bortles a chance.
So it was also the trade deadline this week. Some big moves.
It's exciting. It's kind of like transfer deadline day on Sky Sports News, but just checking Twitter.
So the big ones, obviously, Demaryius Thomas going to the Texans, Tate going to the Eagles, Fowler moving from your
Jags
beloved Jags to the Rams.
Super Bowl winning Rams.
Clinton Dix.
Yeah, best name.
Oh, jinx. And, I mean, the one we don't really care about, but Ty Montgomery.
Yeah, no, and well, there were other trades. You know, obviously the Jags traded for Hyde a couple of weeks ago. Amari Cooper went to the Cowboys for a first round pick.
And the Giants trading Eli.
Yeah, that was a cheeky little tweet from
Adam Schefter.
Yeah, but Eli
and
Apple.
Snacks Harrison.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. Considering they traded for a defensive tackle and then traded away Golden Tate, kind of sends a bit mixed signals about what they're going for.
The Golden Tate one, I don't understand.
He was getting like 26% of their targets.
And like Patricia got a bit annoyed with one of the journos that asked him, like, why did you do this? And I genuinely don't understand it. Like, their division is up for grabs.
Yeah.
They've, as you said, they've got Snacks House and they've improved their O-line like massively. They're now one of probably top 10 O-lines in the NFL. They've got a running game, which they haven't had for as long as I've watched the NFL.
Yeah.
Why would they suddenly move on from one of their most trusted receivers?
I think the reason is that, A, they now have a running game. That's, you know, they needed him before because they didn't have that.
So he was getting the short, intermediate.
Exactly. So Kerryon's kind of proven himself that he can pick up more of a workload. And also Kenny Golladay has shown that he's a really good receiver. And I think at the beginning of the season, they didn't know what they had. He'd shown, you know, highlights. But Marvin Jones and Kenny Golladay are very good as a one and two pairing, and they were kind of spoilt with three. And if you've got a third that you feel like you can get something for when he's quite old, I can see a side that makes sense.
They were saying that they weren't going to re-sign him next year, so if he can get a third round pick,
exactly.
I just say watch out for TJ Jones.
There we go, watch out.
And of course, the story we're all bored to death of, Le'Veon Bell has still not turned up.
Yeah, I don't think he will all season.
Really?
I think they've got to have some sort of agreement in place.
Connor has done so well. Some back chat talks of, we're not going to pay you.
Somewhere.
We're not going to pay you. You're not going to play. We'll move on next year.
We'll both be happy. Connor is doing an absolutely fine job, which I said at the beginning of the season he would, because, you know, D'Angelo Williams has shown that the system, you can thrive in that system. And he is a good player, and with the amount of the money they're going to have to pay him, he doesn't want to play. I think it's best for both parties that that's going to happen, so we'll see. It's boring.
It is. Enough of Le'Veon.
I just feel really sorry for the people who drafted Le'Veon first overall ahead of Gurley in drafts. How that sick must that make you feel right now?
Even if you take him second, Greeny. So we're going to do a little kind of mid-season review. Week 8's just happened. We're going to just kind of break down each division, have a little couple of lines on each team, and
have a little play around.
So the AFC, let's start off with the West. We've got the Chiefs, Broncos, my paper just fell on the floor. Chiefs, Broncos, Raiders and Chargers.
The Chiefs look quite good.
Mahomes is all right.
Yeah, I think he'll do it.
I think he's got a prosperous career in the NFL ahead of him.
Yeah, I mean, everyone thought Alex Smith had a great year last year, and that's kind of pale in comparison to...
He's already got the same amount of touchdowns.
It's unbelievable. I just love him. I mean, I love him because I haven't been...
And they're just such a
fantasy,
fun... They're such a fun team to watch.
Yeah. My wife, Kareem Jade, Hunt. Has become a kind of Chiefs fan. I got her a Chiefs... I had a Jamal Charles Chiefs jersey, and when the Jags played the Chiefs, she decides to wear that as opposed to one of my spare Jags jerseys, and realised how much better that the Chiefs were. So now she's a Chiefs fan.
The Broncos. Case Keenum, he's kind of gone back to what he's kind of been his whole career.
Yeah, he's struggled.
Really.
I think that showed that last year, again, it was more of a system that he thrived in with amazing receivers and a good defence game manager. He has to do a bit more than that with the Broncos, and he's kind of struggled to
It'll be interesting, though, with Thomas now gone, whether he doesn't need to feel like he has to force targets towards him.
And Cortland Sutton.
He's got a big future. The Raiders, do we need to... They're looking ahead to next year, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think their aim for the rest of the season is to not win another game.
Though, getting a first for Cooper...
That is, you know what, fair play.
Gruden has made his $100 million just in that.
Yeah, so, well, no, they've got 3 first-round picks next year.
They are the Browns.
Yeah, yes, exactly, they're the new Browns.
And the Chargers, they're making a push for the playoffs.
They are. They've shown sparks of being great, and other games where they've kind of just about pulled through. But, you know, I guess that's all you've got to do. They've got a good record, and they should make the playoffs, but... Yeah, they're an interesting one.
Joey Bosa coming back is going to be a bit of a game changer for that defense.
Definitely, for sure.
And hopefully Gordon's injury isn't too bad because he's been playing at an elite level this
Absolutely.
Year.
And Rivers has been fantastic, showing as he has his whole
Old
career.
Old man Rivers. The AFC East, Patriots, I mean, they're just back to their...
Well, yeah, they had a slow start.
As they do.
Well, yeah, the Jags destroyed them, and that people thought that the Patriots would struggle and then the Jags would be amazing. And
they've just reverted to type.
And yeah, so that didn't happen. So now the Pats are amazing and the Jags are rubbish. So,
back to normal.
Yeah. Oh, I remember week 2. That was fun.
The Bills, they're...
Well, I'll tell you what. If they had a... Well, Allen getting injured... It is a shame because their defense has really stepped up. They've looked really good.
They have, but even with Allen, like their offense, it's not good.
It's not a good offense, but with a good, very good defense, they were in games. They were winning games.
Wide receivers this year have thrown more touchdowns than Bills quarterbacks.
That's a good stat. I like that.
Mental.
Yeah.
The Jets. Sam Darnold, first year. Up and down,
yeah,
really.
Kind of what you expect from a rookie quarterback. He's shown a lot of upside, but made a few mistakes, which you expect. But you know,
and with their wide receiver core now pretty decimated, it doesn't help a rookie quarterback.
And their running backs as well. You know, they've got Curl's the last man standing. You know,
though Elijah Maguire, I've heard he's going to be huge when he gets back.
That's why you picked him up.
That is why. And the Dolphins, I've written meh.
Yeah, that they started 3-0, 4-0.
I mean, but it was a bit of a
Brock Osweiler's in, and Tannehill's not much better, and their big playmaker, what's his face?
They've got Albert Wilson's on IR, and Stills is a bit injured.
They're going to be like 8-8. They're just a pace setter.
I said at the beginning of the season that Drake would start slow and towards the end of the year they'd use him on. I really hope that happens because he is their one like spark.
He's shown that he can make things happen, but he's still getting outsnapped by old-time Gore. But yeah, we'll see.
Just keeps on going, Gore. The AFC South, the Titans are just a bit of a... Do you know what's surprising? Their offensive coordinators, LaFleur... Is that his name?
He's the head coach, isn't he?
No. Vrabel.
Oh, yeah.
And he was the OC at the Rams last year. So, their offense has been horrible.
Yeah, but they've got Mariota. And I feel like...
They don't have Todd Gurley. That's...
Yeah, but also I feel like Blake Bortles gets a lot of slack.
How have you brought Blake Bortles into this?
Well, because it's in the same division.
I know, but we're talking about the Titans.
No, but Blake Bortles gets a lot of slack. Mariota is worse. Mariota's worse than Blake Bortles.
He's been horrible.
He's not a good quarterback. That whole draft class was an absolute
bit of a shambles. Write-off. Winston.
I mean, the top 3 picks were Winston, Mariota, and Fowler. And Fowler's been traded. Mariota and Winston might not get second contract. I mean, it's
not great. But you know, it's still anyone's division.
The Titans are a weird one. They never play well, but they just kind of. Scrape games. Yeah, they just bring everyone down to their level and make it a fight.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. The Colts have started appallingly and Luck, though, is making them look good. I still think they're a struggle, but, you know, their O-line's looking really good. They've got Marlon Mack back. They're looking all right.
I really like the Colts and I really like Luck. I just think he's like a nice guy.
Yeah.
And he's deserved this start to the season. He's been brilliant.
Absolutely.
He's showing no signs of that injury and he's being protected for probably the first time in his career.
Yeah, no, they're looking really good. And now they're getting Doyle back and Hilton's coming back properly.
Marlon Mack showing what he can do.
No, that'll be interesting. And let's not forget the leaders of the division, the Texans. They started 0 and
Three.
Three. And
won every game since.
Yeah. And they've...
The Texans. Did you see my little tweet?
No.
So the Texans tweeted out, you know, Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, Demaryius Thomas.
Okay, that's
they
quite
are
nice.
The Texans.
And, but yeah, I mean, Will Fuller getting injured is a big thing. I know they've got Demaryius Thomas. He can't fill that same role.
No, they're very different players.
Yeah, but that will be interesting to see how that impacts because that he gives them a big threat. But they're looking good.
And then to wrap up the AFC, we've got the North, a very, very competitive. If you take out the Browns. No, but the Browns...
have gone into overtime every game.
It's such a strength. Like, if Hugh Jackson was gone at the beginning of the season like
you
should have...
You could be top of the division.
We could... should be leading it.
It's so strange.
And just Greg Williams.
Yeah, it's...
He's just a nasty piece of work that should not be in the NFL.
Say what you really think.
Don't hold back.
Yeah.
But no, Myles Garrett's looking awesome. The defence, I mean, the amount of turnovers we've had, we should be winning more games.
Wasn't there a game where you won the turnover battle by like 8 yeah, and you lost, which is unbelievable.
Another record. The Steelers, they're just getting on with things.
They're a bit like the Pats. They started slow and now they've won 3 in a row and now they're looking like they're going to win.
When you've got a team of Brown, Juju, Connor, Big Ben, you're going to win games.
Exactly.
And the Bengals,
they,
bit up and down.
They've looked good. You know, Tyler Boyd and has stepped up and AJ Green and Tyler Boyd look great. Yeah, but they're again, they're the pace setters. They might just make the playoffs, but they're on the cusp.
You know, Greg Williams and Burfict should just... go off on holiday together and not return. And then the Ravens, you know, built up as the best defence in the league and then get absolutely torn to shreds by the Panthers last week.
Yeah, I mean...
But overall, pretty solid.
Yeah, again...
It's kind of what they've been the last few years.
It's a solid division. There's nothing too much to get excited about, but they're all...
They just plod
quite
on.
Quite good, yeah. It's a weird one, but, you know, see how it plays out.
Okay, and... the NFC, we will start off in the West.
Yep.
And where else to start other than our Rams?
I mean...
I remember when we started this podcast, I said, when we were trying to pick the team for me, just don't give me a boring team like the Rams.
Your own fault.
Could you imagine?
I was going to pick the Rams instead of the Browns.
Could you imagine?
I mean, it's your own fault. No one else to blame other than yourself.
I mean, just...
Or Jeff Fisher.
What a team.
They look ridiculous, and now they've traded for Fowler. He could easily thrive in their offense. Where
if Sean McVay,
defense even sorry,
yeah, if Sean McVay can get Fowler going, you know that
that's
edge
the one
rush.
That's the one thing in their defense they've been missing, and now they've got someone who can do that. But look, let's not beat around. Todd Gurley is on pace to have
to break LaDainian Tomlinson's
all-time
record.
Running back record. Running back season, and it's been something else.
He's amazing.
Mental. He scored more points than any quarterback this season, and that's with Mahomes breaking all the records as well. It just doesn't make sense.
He's a special talent, that's for sure. The Seahawks, better than expected.
They really have been quite good.
Losing those key players on the defensive side of the ball, you know, struggling with injuries, Doug Baldwin obviously being out for a while. They're looking a lot better than I thought they would.
Yeah, no, for sure. They haven't really missed a beat. They have, you know, I think they've kind of changed their entire identity back to what they were when they had Lynch, you know.
Running the ball.
Defense and run. And now they've gone from having no O-line the last 2 years to run. They've had the most rush yards in the
NFL. Chris Carson isn't giving Penny a look in, and he was a...
First round pick.
I mean, that pick is looking more and more mental as each week goes by.
It was strange when they announced the name, let alone the fact that he's hardly had a carry. It's very odd. But Russell Wilson's the odd one, though, because he's not running himself. Like, you know, normally that's something that he brings to the offense. But he's throwing touchdowns like one every 11 passes.
It's stupidly efficient.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I feel like... in fantasy terms, I think he's a player that might, you know, not be able to keep this up.
Yeah, we'll see. Mm. The Cardinals. Next. That kind of sums it up. I didn't even know what I was going to say. I was just
Well, they've got, I mean, the big disappointment, David Johnson made a disappointment. Not his fault, it's the offense. Mike McCoy, he's gone. Larry Fitzgerald as well struggled. The whole offense was an absolute omni shambles. And,
they've got the new OC in.
Yeah. And I think now having a bye, they looked better last week. Having a bye, we'll be able to maybe, you know, work
make
on a few things and, you know, make them focus on the fact they do have a Hall of Famer in Larry Fitzgerald, probably one of the best, arguably one of the best running backs in the NFL in David Johnson, a really exciting wide receiver in Christian Kirk, and actually try to be better than they have been.
They should try to be better.
Yeah.
At the very least.
The thing is, I felt like Mike McCoy wasn't.
How he had a job, the next person to employ him
should be fired themselves.
They should, you know, like the fit and proper test that owners are supposed to take in like the Premier League.
Yeah.
The person that hires him should have to take that and
it's very
go
odd.
Home. And the 49ers, it's unfortunate with the Garoppolo injury. It kind of derailed their season.
Yeah, it changed everything. I mean, they're 1-7 and, you know, I think without Garoppolo, Kyle Shanahan has only won one game in 1.5 years, which is...
The quarterback is an important piece.
Yeah.
You should be able to find ways to win games.
Yeah. But, you know, this season is a learning curve. You know, they need their quarterback back.
Yeah.
End of.
The NFC South, the high scoring NFC South.
I love this division.
It's a fun division.
It's amazing.
The Saints. Do you know what I love about the Saints? I love Alvin Kamara. But teams, you identify them as this is a passing offense, this is a running. They've just switched. Like, four games without Ingram, they are just, Drew Brees is airing the ball out, being arguably the best quarterback in those first few weeks. Ingram comes back, let's start running the ball.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they're great to watch. They can do you with the pass, they can run you to death. It's very difficult to deal with them, and that's why they've...
Their defense, after the first week where their defense got a bit shredded, they've looked really good again.
Yeah, and Lattimore some of those top players. They had a great defense last year, and it was young, and it wasn't going to suddenly become bad. It just had a couple of rocky start.
Do you think Rams Saints for the championship game?
I wouldn't.
It'd be fun.
Bet too much against it. That'd be exciting.
The Panthers, Cam Newton. There's not many quarterbacks I like watching better than when Cam Newton's in the groove.
Yeah.
Because he's just got everything.
Yeah, he's so cool.
He's very cool.
He's a running back who is 6'7", 6" or wherever he is, and can throw it 40 yards. He's amazing to watch.
And their whole offense overall, like, obviously helps when your quarterback's in tune, but everything that they're doing at the moment is just coming off.
Yeah, no, they got lucky with Olsen's injury was only short because he's looking better now, and he's a big safety blanket for Cam. And DJ Moore has suddenly got involved, and I think he's one to look out for as well.
Yeah, definitely. And the Falcons, I mean, their defensive injuries just means that every game is a shootout, which is fun to watch.
Yeah, and luckily they've got the players to be able to make it a shootout.
Is Julio Jones going to score a touchdown this year?
I actually hope he doesn't. I want him to get like 1,800 yards and no touchdowns, because that would just be
mental.
Yeah. It'd be amazing to set a record like that. It doesn't make sense.
There was a great interview that I saw with him the other day that he was talking about, you know, the lack of touchdowns. And he was like, I don't care.
Yeah, I just want to win.
If it means we're winning, if it means other guys are getting open and are scoring touchdowns, I don't care.
He's like the most selfless player. It's amazing.
Yeah, Matt Ryan's spoken about it countless times, how selfless he is.
Yeah, it's what more players should be. But
Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
We'll come on to you. And the Bucks.
I mean, a bit of a shit show.
Do you know what I hate? Fitzgerald was playing unbelievably for the first three games, like setting records left, right, and centre.
Yeah.
There was an obvious tough matchup in week four, and everyone saw it as an excuse. He's going to play badly. Let's drop him and bring Winston back. They should have stuck with him.
They should have done, but they desperately want their first overall pick in Winston to
deep down
to succeed.
But we know what he is.
And Greeny sent me an amazing stat that in the...
Greeny, it's the middle of the night. What's he doing sending you stats?
He said, I think in the 35-year history of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they have never had a quarterback get a second contract.
Really?
And it may well be that...
Well, Fitzgerald's been announced the starter, so...
I don't think that quite counts as him getting a second contract on that front, but from being
drafted... No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if they've gone back to Fitz, it looks is like Winston going to be getting
exactly,
that second
it
contract?
It looks like they gave him the chance, and he's not taken it, and Winston...
I hope they stick with him for the rest of the year now, but...
I think they stick with Fitzpatrick, and that's why I traded for Deshaun Jackson, so I hope I'm right there.
The NFC North... very competitive, but one that we didn't think would be as?
Yeah, I mean, the Bears have looked a lot better than we thought they would. The Packers have not been as dominant as we thought they would. And the Lions have kind of been scraping through, and the Vikings haven't been as dominant as...
That's just summed it all up.
We thought we would. So, you know, we thought the Vikings and the Packers would run away with it. And
we thought,
it's
I think,
really
we
level.
Thought the Vikings' defense would be a lot better than it has been.
Yeah.
I think Kirk Cousins has looked great.
Yeah.
And Adam Thielen, the dive.
Oh, my
run
God.
Out of
what
superlatives.
A what a man.
The Bears, I mean, that Matt trade is now looking.
Bargain.
Good business.
Yeah.
He's completely turned around. I mean, what was a good defense is potentially a great defense now. He's
for sure.
Just the biggest playmaker. In that team.
Absolutely.
And Trubisky, is he good?
I don't think he's good. I think he's been put in a good opportunity. They've got good game plans and he's got weapons around.
I think they're making the best use of what he's good at.
Yeah. He's running for like an average of like 50 yards a game, which is mad, but very impressive.
And I mean, we touched on earlier the Lions, their O-line's looking a lot better. They're running the ball, which is always a good thing. And the Packers, are the Packers wasting prime Rodgers?
It is a weird one. I mean...
He should have more than one Super Bowl ring.
Yes, he should. I feel like they should give Aaron Jones, you know, more and get him to be a number one running back. And they need to decide which of these receivers is going to be getting involved, get more of a solidified offense and make it more consistent. At the moment, it's a bit all over the shop.
I want Mike McCarthy gone. That's my new one.
That's fair enough.
I think he's wasting precious Rodgers.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, anyone can do what he's been doing. If you've got Rodgers, you should be... What they've been achieving has been the baseline.
The Packers should be the Patriots.
Yeah.
With that talent... They should be in the Super Bowl every year.
That's a very good point.
The NFC East, to wrap up, the Redskins, very sneaky team.
Very sneaky. I didn't even know they were 5-2 until I was like, they summarized it up on the other day. And I was how has that happened?
What is it?
They've got a good defense. Alex Smith.
Are they just efficient? They're very efficient. Alex Smith is the like personification of efficiency.
He doesn't turn the ball over. Plod through, they just do enough. Adrian Peterson, Alex Smith, old time experience.
Rolling back the years.
You know, exactly. Experience showing what they need to do. You know, they haven't got any receivers. Tight end is nothing, even with Reed. They're just doing enough.
Do you think they win the division?
I think so. I think, well, it depends how the Eagles do. I think that the Eagles are the only team that can catch up.
I think it's safe to say the Giants won't be winning the division. I mean, Barkley's Barkley. Like,
he's amazing.
I think the fact that he's been so good in that mess of a team is credit to him.
Yeah, but it's not looking good. Again, they'll try and rival the Raiders for the first overall pick.
They will. The Eagles, are they warming up for a Super Bowl push? That Tate trade suggests so, and Wentz is looking good.
Yeah, I you know, don't can't write them off. You can't write them off for sure.
And lastly,
they've been there and done it.
The Cowboys. It'll be interesting to see the offense with Cooper.
Yeah,
Dak hasn't had that weapon this year. You know, we obviously know that they lost Dez, they lost Witten. You know, very big characters, a lot of targets.
It'll be interesting to see what Cooper does.
If they can get that run game going again.
Yeah, they could win a few games.
Halftime snacks. Zing zing.
Yum yum.
The one and only world famous best Chinese takeaway in the UK. For 20% off, use the code 20bytes. 20BITEZ. 20bytes.
Lovely jubbly.
Charlesy, are you going to do a little top three?
I am. Greeny has sent over from down under. He's infamous. It's come a long way. Top three town. And I thought I'd relay it to you. It's a very brief one.
That's good.
We mentioned Ha Ha Clinton Dix earlier, who just got traded. And actually, his given name is Hashorn Clinton Dix. But people, unsurprisingly, kept getting his name wrong because it's pronounced...
As you've just demonstrated.
Well, apparently it's pronounced Hasin, but...
There we go.
Yeah. So he went by the nickname that his grandma had been calling since he was three, which is Haha, and he decided to change his name to Haha.
Amazing.
So, that's quite fun. And other... Other names that people changed, obviously the famous one is Chad Johnson changed his name to Chad Ochocinco to be 85, which was his number, in honour of his Hispanic heritage. And finally, Maurice Jones-Drew, running back for the Jags. Apparently his name used to just be Maurice Drew, but he changed his surname to Jones-Drew to add the name of his grandfather who died whilst watching him play a game.
So that's heartbreaking.
That is quite sad, but a nice fitting honor. Memorial to him, you know, considering he was coming to see you play. Yeah, but there we go. Thank you, Greeny.
Ah, nice and brief. I've been caught off guard.
Yeah, bet you wish I'd been doing it all the whole time.
Absolutely, and it was said without any mumbled words and...
I mean, I'm surprised. I'm wonderful, as surprised as you are.
Wonderful. We're gonna take a look at a few little mid-season awards as we are at the halfway point. So we're gonna kick off with the classic, the MVP, not called Mahomes or Gurley. So
you've thrown that in at the last minute. Cross out Mahomes.
I mean, they're the obvious ones. They're the ones that it probably is going to be won by one of them.
Yep.
So give me another name.
I'm going to go with Melvin Gordon.
Ooh.
I think if it wasn't for the fact Gurley was having such a ridiculous season, people have kind of been so focused on that, they haven't realised how key Melvin Gordon has been to the Chargers.
He's been outstanding.
And, he's been really good.
You might not know this, but when was the last time it was won by not a quarterback?
Adrian Peterson, when he ran for 2K.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
so what was that, like 7-8 years ago?
Yeah, and then before that, it was LaDainian Tomlinson in his 06 season. But yeah, apart from that, quarterback every year.
I mean, shout out for Breeze. I think he has been amazing, and if he leads the Saints, you know, all the way, could be, well be within a shout. But Adam Thielen.
Yeah, Adam Thielen.
There's always been talk over the years of Antonio.
Well, I'd not say Adam Thielen.
Of Antonio Brown. You know, every year his name's brought up in the conversation, but it's never taken seriously. Thielen is insane. 8 games in a row with 100 plus yards. He's got the chance to break Calvin Johnson's record. You know, one of the greatest.
Yeah. It's unbelievable what he's doing.
On pace for 148 catches, 1,850 yards, and 12 touchdowns. If you got 148 targets, you would be happy.
Absolutely. It's phenomenal. I mean, fair play to them. And this is an offense that has other weapons.
Diggs
has been
cooking
great.
Murray.
Yeah.
Diggs has been awesome. Rudolph
is... He's always open. It doesn't make sense. He's brilliant.
It's insane. LVP. The least valuable person, someone who's hurt their team the most by playing terribly. Who have you got, Charles?
I think the obvious answer would be Blake, but I'm going to go with the guy I mentioned earlier and say Marcus Mariota. I think that he just brings he has got decent weapons around him, and he can't make them do anything.
I think it's a tad harsh.
Well,
he's still young.
I don't like the Titans.
Yeah, you don't. I've gone for Eli Manning.
Fair enough.
I think with that offense, with those weapons, he still manages to look around. He threw for almost 400 yards the other game and still looked terrible. I think that takes a special player, and he needs replacing as soon
he
as
is,
possible.
He is like getting sacked a lot.
He should get sacked.
Yeah, very clever.
If only the backup quarterbacks could just stop getting arrested and...
So strange.
It's ridiculous.
Any time a backup quarterback at the moment in the NFL is being like, oh, you might get your chance, they just get arrested.
Offensive player of the year. So if you give me someone different from your MVP shout, because I don't understand how you could win the MVP and not be offensive player of the year.
Well, I had Thielen written down for this one. So okay. I, you know.
That's fair. We'll take that. I'm going to go for Jared Goff. I think he's gone under the radar. I mean, he's been playing so well, but because of Gurley, the attention obviously gets taken away. But, you know, from what we saw with Jeff Fisher, with Goff at the Rams...
Yeah, no, and also, look, let's be honest, he's a quarterback that's gone 8-0. It's easier said than done. I know he's got a great team around him, and he's got a running back that takes all the pressure off him and allows him to make...
He still needs to move the ball.
Yeah, and he has... three very, very good receivers. They've made it easy for him, but he's still, someone's got to do it, and he's doing it.
I think he has got three good receivers. I think he has also helped make Cooper and Woods look amazing.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Defensive player of the year.
Everyone says...
I can't believe I just said defensive. Defensive.
Everyone says Aaron Donald. That's boring. I'm going to go with the guy we mentioned earlier, and that's Mack, Khalil Mack. He's gone from making the Bears, like you said, you know, a decent defense to one of the best defenses in the NFL. They haven't let a rushing touchdown in all season.
Have they not?
It's ridiculous.
Insane. I've a bit of a homer choice, but Myles Garrett, I think, has been unbelievable. He's joint second in the league with 8 sacks.
Nice.
He's been a real difference maker, and, you know, from his rookie year where he missed sort of the first 5-6 games through injury, he's really shown that
why he was taken number one overall. Yeah, you're right.
Offensive player of the year for a rookie. Not named Barkley.
I'm going to go Lindsay.
I knew you were going to go Lindsay, so I haven't.
There we go.
But he's been very... very impressive.
Yeah, I mean, bear
in mind, I'd never heard of him.
No one had heard of him before the first game of the season.
He was an undrafted free agent,
Yeah. I mean, no one had heard of him even before the first game of the season. That was...
More rushing yards than Barkley.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. He's looked great, and that includes a game where he got ejected in like the first or second quarter.
It is insane that Barkley was taken second, Lindsay was undrafted, and...
Yeah, he's looked brilliant.
I've gone for not someone you'd think straight away when you say offensive player of the season.
Can I have a guess who you're going to say?
Go.
Quentin Nelson.
Yes, Quentin Nelson. He has been a huge part of why the O-line has looked so good, why Luck has stayed healthy. Luck's barely been touched the last four games.
Yeah. Well, they've got Costanzo back, who's a huge part of their O-line.
George Costanza. Little Seinfeld reference.
No, but thanks for the reference. they've got him back, and yeah, but Quentin Nelson has now become the kind of the captain of that O-line, and yeah, you're right. They've not only have they kept Luck untouched, they've ran for like 500 yards in the last three games.
This was a team that hadn't had a 100-yard rusher for like years, and now it's game after game.
Easy.
Defensive rookie player of the year.
You go first because I've got two.
Bradley Chubb.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm not gone for the obvious.
Okay.
Chubb's had 7 sacks this year. Von Miller's had 8.
Yeah, that's true.
There was talk of, I think one of your guys is going to be Denzel Ward. And I was surprised when the Browns, and I think a lot of people were, passed up on Chubb for Ward. And Ward has been great, but Chubb has shown why he was a top pick this year.
No, absolutely. Ward was one of my guys. But in honour of Greeny, I'm going to go with
Derwin
James, the guy that fell into their laps, the perfect piece of their defence. He's been sensational at safety.
And so looking from a kind of fantasy perspective quickly, who's the fantasy stud with the biggest chance of decline award?
I would say, bizarrely, maybe controversially, Tariq Cohen. I think he's been phenomenal. But he's hard to get any touches, and I think it might not be sustainable, especially if Jordan Howard's getting more stuff to do.
I've gone for Adrian Peterson. He's been amazing, but he's old, he's had bad injuries, and I think it's going to catch up with him.
Yeah, I think he's going to be good. Quickly, Greeny said Matt Ryan for this one.
Oh, I hope not. fantasy bust with the biggest chance of a reprieve.
I'm going to say Larry Fitzgerald. I'm going to say, you know, he showed sparks the last week before their bye. They've been awful. New head coach, a new OC even, give him the ball.
Greeny gave us a shout for this one. He's gone for Keenan Allen. It kind of happened last year. Allen started slowly and then just took off and could easily happen again. I mean, I had a few here, like you said, Larry Fitz and yeah. David Johnson. Yeah, that's who I had written down. Possibly Amari Cooper. Who knows how he's going to work out in that, in that offense,
true.
Being the number one. And they gave up a first round. They are going to target him.
No, absolutely. And another big name I think could have a really good end of the season is Marvin Jones. After this Tate trade, he was a wide receiver one last year, and he could finish as a second half.
And then just one name, one word, fantasy down the stretch league winner. Who is that guy? Just give me a name.
Marvin Jones.
I've gone for defenses playing the Bills. No, Cortland Sutton. That's what I've gone for.
Nice.
And just to wrap up the show, we've got a few tweets, questions, shout-outs. Jake, who is going to the Super Bowl? Have we got the same one?
I'm going to stick with the Rams, and it's the Patriots.
Okay. I've gone for the Rams Chiefs. I think that would be the dream.
That would be the dream.
That would be an amazing game.
Yeah. I think, it'd be interesting. Obviously,
they play each other, don't they, in Mexico in a few weeks.
Do they? Wow, so. That'd be amazing.
And it's on at a good time because it's
in Mexico.
Yeah, so we are able to watch it.
Happy days.
Rachel, which team were you excited about this season that's disappointed you the most? I like this question.
Yeah, I would say the Cardinals. Again, I thought, you know, they'd do
Johnson being back,
something.
Healthy.
Yeah, Bradford was a non-starter, and they've been just appalling.
I mean, I've gone for the 49ers. It's down to the Jimmy G injury, but you know, with him there was excitement.
Yeah.
What were they going to do? But
the obvious question, the answer to that question, just obviously, is the Jags. The Jags. I was excited. I thought they'd be in the Super Bowl. A lot of people did. It's gone to absolute shit.
Sean, with the success of the London Games, do you guys want to see an NFL franchise in the UK?
It's such a tough question. The feasibility of it.
You say no, and I'll give yes, and then we'll see. So why wouldn't you want one? Come on, just give me a sentence or two.
I don't necessarily think the fans wouldn't want one. I think a lot of fans already have teams. It might be hard to switch from a team that they already have given a lot of time and effort into a new team. But I think it's more of the feasibility of it. That's what I can't see working.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I think there should be. And listen, we have the teams that we support, and you know, we always will. We're not going to suddenly change teams. But
You're staying with the Browns.
I'm sticking with the Browns.
Nice.
Thick and thicker. And you know, don't get me wrong, like, we can have a second team. Why? And it's going to be the London Jaguars. And like, I will go and I will support them, and I want to see the teams coming over to the UK every week.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
No,
like, one's forcing you to change team. Like, the amount of people I've seen on Facebook, on Twitter, being like, "Oh, we don't want a UK franchise. I'm not going to change my." You don't have to change your team.
Yeah,
you don't have to.
Well, it's like the same reason as people who move cities in America. If they were born in New York, they were a Giants fan. They move later on in life to Jacksonville, and they support Jacksonville Jaguars as well. In fact, we met some guys at the game who were born in Philadelphia, moved to Jacksonville, and support both teams now. Like, you have allegiances, you know. You don't have to give up everything you ever had, but you can give a bit of yourself to something else.
Absolutely. Well, I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to Charles and I this week on this special mid-season review. We can't promise when the next podcast is going to be, but we're going to try and get some more out over the next few weeks. Greeny's back in a few weeks' time for his brother's wedding. So we'll try and get one or two in so you guys can get a proper top three town.
Yeah, we'll definitely try and get one in for him.
But no, we hope you guys have enjoyed listening. You know, we are at Brits_endzone on Twitter. So give us a shout. Let us know you've listened and hope you've enjoyed.
Happy days.
All right.
See ya.
Bye-bye.